Instead, what we have are rates for these products that are being offered by private insurance companies in this new federal marketplace, which are competitive. In some cases, they're about the same as what they would have been had there not been the Affordable Care Act passed or Obamacare. And some are actually cheaper. So we're pleasantly surprised. And I think the reason why Montana isn't seeing this rate shock that some states might see is because of the fact that we had such great consumer protections already in place in Montana law. Things like all the different mandates that we have that in terms of different benefits that insurance companies have to cover, and also the fact that we already had in place a non-gender law which said that you can't rate policies based on gender.
But the idea here is that we have these three different insurance companies, mm-hmm. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana, Pacific Source, and the new Montana Health Co-op. Mm-hmm. The idea being in this marketplace, they would compete with each other and people would be able to choose between their plans for the cheapest rate, considering that's supposed to be this transparent online system of doing this. Why wouldn't the prices be lower than they had been before?
Well, and on average, they are lower. What I'm saying is that we're not seeing this huge increase that we were told would happen. And that's because there is this competitive marketplace that's occurring even inside of the federal marketplace.
So insurance plans must now cover what are known as 10 essential health areas. These include doctor's office visits, emergency medicine, mother-newborn care. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Plans on the website will be broken up into how they cover those areas?
No, all these plans that are being offered have to have at least the 10 essential health benefits included, and this is what I'm talking about. Montanans in our law already required almost all of these anyway, so that's a good thing. So it didn't increase the cost by having these essential health benefits. In terms of the different types of plans, the types of plans have more to do with what you're going to pay out of pocket, okay? So, for instance, we have what are these different metal levels inside of the marketplace. You have a platinum, gold, silver, and bronze, and that indicates how much you would pay out of pocket. So the bronze, you would be paying more out of pocket versus the platinum, where you would pay less. If that makes sense at all. And the other thing I want to point out is that the rates that were released today do not include any of the potential tax credits or cost-sharing subsidies that somebody might receive depending on their income level.
What you're saying here, for low-income Montanans, there are more options to bring the prices they see down. Mm-hmm. How can these people do so?
Well, on October 1st, when it will become available for them to go ahead and begin purchasing, they'll be able to input their personal information, their income, and then they'll be able to find out how much they're eligible for in terms of tax credits and also subsidies.
How potentially significant could those be?
Oh, really significant. I mean, when you think that, when you realize that, well, everyone is eligible to purchase in the new health marketplace, what we're really trying to target more than anything else are those who have been uninsured. And really, most folks who are uninsured because they can't afford it. And so the lower your income, the more likely you are that you're going to be able to take advantage of these tax credits and the cost-sharing subsidies. I mean, you could have people who, you know, where the rate may be something like, I don't know, $200, let's say, for an individual, they may be able to see a significant decrease in that rate because of the tax credits that are available.
This law has been so demonized by so many people for a long time now, several years. Is that keeping people from learning what they need to know and doing and taking the types of steps they need to take?
That's a really good question. I think that obviously, there's been so much information out there ever since the law was passed that it's been difficult for people to educate themselves because we're all getting very mixed messages. And yes, there's been, at least in some cases, a lot of misinformation that's directing fear. And so, yes, people would hesitate in terms of trying to actually educate themselves about the facts, potentially. But that's what our office is for. We're here to help get the facts out there. We have a website that's available. It's called MontanaHealthAnswers.com, and people can actually log on, input their question and send it to us, and a live person in our office will actually respond to your question within 5 business days.
So then let's go ahead and let's reiterate just the basic notion behind the marketplace and how that fits mm-hmm. into the Affordable Care Act. Let's talk about what exactly people do have to do, if there's any way to help alleviate any anxiety or fear about that.
Well, I think the notion of the marketplace is making sure that we get everyone insured. And as you know, come January 1 of 2014, there's this mandate out of the new law that says that everyone should purchase health insurance. And so what this does is create a marketplace where it's more affordable to purchase health insurance.
Starting January 1st, people have to be insured, so those without insurance, they need to be looking into their options. They need to be doing things like going to the website your office has set up.
Well, what I would do is start talking with insurance agents right now, and I would also contact our office through our website to get more information. There's a healthcare.gov website you can get more information from. And remember that, there are some folks who will not be mandated to actually purchase insurance. For instance, I'll just give you an example. There are some exceptions to the rule here. If you don't make enough money to even file an income tax return, you certainly are exempt then from that mandate. I mean, literally, if you can't afford to make enough money to even file a tax return, they're not going to make you purchase insurance. So there are a couple of different exemptions out there, and we can answer those questions for you through our website as well.
Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, Monica Lynn Dean, speaking about rates for the plans on the health insurance marketplace that will be up and running in the beginning of October. Plans will start being effective beginning of the year. Miss, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.